We're up to Siman Nun. The Shulchan Aruch says that after you say the Parshas HaTamid, Kavu Lishnos, they established to learn Perek Ezuhu Makoman, then the Braisa to Rabbi Yishmael. Why? So that every day a person learns Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara. Mikra is the Parshas HaTamid, Mishnah is Ezuhu Makoman, and Rabbi Yishmael is a Medrash, and that's in the place of Gemara. That's pure Torah Shebaal Peh of Gemara. So the Mishnah Berurah says that this part of davening is considered part of the Seder Hayom, the regular official part of davening, and therefore it's said even in the Beis HaAvel. You're not allowed to learn Torah in the Beis HaAvel, but if it's part of the regular davening, then it's mutter. So this is mutter to say in a Beis HaAvel. Now, why do they choose Ezu Makoman? Number one, it talks about Karbanos. And we just read the Parshas Tamid, because we want the Parshas Tamid to replace the actual Karbanos. And two, this parak ein bo machlokas, hu Mishnah Berurah l'Moshe miSinai. There's no machlokas in this Mishnah, it's a pure parak of just straight halachas from Moshe miSinai. No machlokas, so it's a wonderful parak to learn. Oh, the Mishnah Berurah adds on that reading this parak and the brisa of Rabbi Shmuel only counts as learning if you're maven. But if you're not maven, then you should, it's not nechshad v'limud. By tefillah, we say that if you don't understand the words exactly, Hashem knows your kavana, you're trying to connect to Hashem. But if you say, Mishnah v'braisa v'eno maven, eno nikro limud. Well, so you should try to really know what you're saying. Why do we say the braisa of Rabbi Shmuel? Because the braisa of Rabbi Shmuel is the beginning of Toras Kohanim, which is about Karbanos. Toras Kohanim is the Medrash on Vayikra. So it's all about the Karbanos, so that's why they chose these specific things. We added on, the Rishonim added on another custom to say Yehi Ratzon Lefanecha at the end of Raiser Rabbi Shmuel, that Hashem should rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. So the Mefarshim explained what's the idea. After talking about the Karbanos and being Yotze Karbanos, in a sense, by learning and reading about the Karbanos, what do we say, Hashem? We want the real thing. This is a very beautiful shot. We want the real thing. Hashem, we want the real thing. The real Karbanos. And we ask Hashem to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. We do the same thing after Shmoneh Esrei. Shmoneh Esrei, the tefillah replaces Karbanos. After we recite the Shmoneh Esrei, we say Yehi Ratzon on the same thing. Exactly the same message. Hashem, we just davened, but we want the real thing. The real thing is the actual Karbanos. Oh, so that's Siman Nun Aleph. This is about Psukei Dezimra. The Shulchan Aruch says, Omrim Baruch Shamar Kodem Psukei Dezimra Yishtaber Acharein. Baruch Shamar is the bracha we say before Psukei Dezimra, and Yishtabach is the bracha we say afterwards. Mishnah Berurah quotes that Baruch Shamar is a very special tefillah. It came down on a piska. A note came down from Shamayim. It has 87 letters. 87 words. The remez is Rosho Kesem Paz, the beautiful gold, Paz, the beginning of a Psukei Dezimra is like gold, 87. And therefore it's a very, very special tefillah of praise to Hashem, praise to Hashem. The custom is to stand, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes, the custom is to hold two tittus in front when we say Baruch Shamar and kiss them at the end of Baruch Shamar. This is Alpi Kabbalah. Oh, Sif Beis, the Shulchan Aruch says, if you finish Baruch Shamar before the Chazan, you answer Amen to the Chazan's Bracha. Oh, this means, though, that if you don't finish Baruch Shamar, you shouldn't answer Amen in the middle of the Bracha. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains, the beginning of Baruch Shamar has praise to Hashem before the Baruch to Hashem. At that part, of course, you can answer anything. But once you start the Baruch to Hashem, you can't answer the Amen of Baruch Shamar. Now the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Magen Avraham a Chiddush, which is that it's only the Amen of Baruch Shamar you can't answer during the Baruch of Baruch Shamar. It's only the Baruch of Baruch Shamar you can't answer because it's not mentioned in the Gemara. So it's considered a one notch less chasha than a regular bracha. But amens to other regular brachos, one is allowed to answer during Baruch Shama. Since Baruch Shama is not mentioned in the Gemara, an amen to a regular bracha overrides, and you're allowed to answer that during Baruch Shama. Just the amen of Baruch Shama itself, you can't answer while you're saying Baruch Shama. The Mishnah Berurah says, once you said Baruch Ato Hashem, then you can't answer amen to anything, because that totally is mekalkel legamre es habracha. Oh, this is actually a major yesod that in Torah Judaism, everything goes back to the Gemara. Whatever's in the Gemara has extra special chashivas. So things that pop up after the Gemara, we do them, but often there's one notch less chashivas, and this is a very good example of answering amen to regular brachos while you're in the middle of Baruch Shama. Oh. Then the Shulchan Aruch, then the Mishnah Berurah explains that if you finish together with the chazan, you don't answer amen. Why? Because it looks like you're ona amen achar b'chosav. When we paskin, you don't do that. It's maguna. It's not right to answer amen to your own bracha. So if you finish a bracha at the same time as the chazan finishes the same bracha, you don't answer amen. If you finish a bracha at the same time as that the chazan finishes a different bracha, then you ought to answer amen, because that's answering to him. But if it's the same, then you don't. The Mishnah Berurah says there's one exception where if you finish at the same time, you ought to answer amen. And what is that? Those are the brachos that some have a custom to answer amen to their own bracha. For example, Yishtabach, Yehalucha after Hallel, and Shomer Mo Yisrael. We'll see Yishtabach and Sif Gimel. Some hold you always answer amen to your own bracha there. We don't. But since some do, so the Mishnah Berurah says for those three brachos, if you finish those brachos together with the chazan, you would answer amen. Oh. And the Tzif Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, after Yishtabach, you can answer amen to your own bracha. And the Ramah says, no, look later, we don't do that. Ashkenazim don't answer amen to their own bracha, to Yishtabach. There are several brachas like that where the Sephardim answer amen to the bracha, to their own bracha, and the Ashkenazim don't. So that's the end of this Amud, and Bez Hashem will continue with Hilchos Psukei Dezimra in the next year.